reading his word. Today we will be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven. On earth, peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and a baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. I'll now pass over to Reverend Winston for today's message.
Good morning, church. Hope you're doing well. All right, so please keep your Bibles open there, Luke chapter 2. And as Young said, we're looking at a series called News Worth Singing About, looking at some famous Christmas carols. I got to admit, last week's carol, I didn't really know. Who knew that one, by the way? Oh, well, you know this one, Angels We've Heard on High. That's what we're looking at today. It's just a good reflection of Luke chapter 2. So keep Luke chapter 2 open, and we'll have a look at what this famous carol is all about. Let's pray. Father, we really thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come before you, to humble ourselves and remember your great love for this world, your great love for us in Christ Jesus. And we pray, God, that you reveal the good news deep into our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, earlier this year, I think around May, early May, Elon Musk made this pretty interesting announcement. Who knows Elon Musk? Does everyone know Elon? Elon Musk is the second wealthiest man in the world. I think he was the wealthiest at one stage. The second wealthiest man on the planet. And he is, of course, the founder of Tesla, the electric car brand. He is the founder of SpaceX. And supposedly, he's going to be the person who's going to land the first man on the planet Mars. That's the vision anyway. So he is a pretty eccentric sort of a guy. And he made this incredible announcement in early May this year, and he made it in a pretty interesting way. It wasn't a tweet, it wasn't an interview, but he was the guest host of a very famous US show called Saturday Night Live, one of the most popular shows in the US. And they always get someone really famous to host their shows. And so on this particular night, it was Elon Musk. And they normally open with his monologue. And so he's giving his monologue and he slips this quick line Today, I'm making history as the first host of Saturday Night Live with Asperger's syndrome. This guy has Asperger's. He's the founder of these phenomenal companies, and yet he has Asperger's syndrome. I'm not sure what it did to the share price the next day, but it would have been interesting. But the reaction in the audience was this huge cheer from the audience. Wow, this is great. You can be real about this. When you've got important news, how will you break it? How do you announce it to the people that you want to announce it to? Who are the first people that you want to announce it to? If you had good news, how do you tell it, and who do you tell it to? Now imagine you're a scientist. Just imagine for a moment, you're a scientist and you made this incredible discovery. You discovered the cure for cancer. How do you announce it? And who do you announce it to? Well, hopefully the first person you announce it to is the person that you're closest with, because you want to break this good news. Maybe, maybe not. Oh, depends what they're going to do with it. Or maybe you might think, well, I've got to get this news to someone that can do something with it. Now you might think, oh, pharmaceutical, like presidents, maybe that, no, they're just in it for the money, right? Well, who can really do something with it? Maybe presidents, prime ministers, maybe they will do something good with it. Who would you tell it to first? Would it be those sort of important people, educated people? Well, what did God do here? There was this important news that he wanted to announce, the birth of the Savior of the world. How much more important could that be? And who does God announce it to? Not the religious leaders, not the governors, but to some shepherds. Now imagine being the shepherds on this quiet night, and all you can hear are the sheep bleeping, you know, maybe some crickets here and there, but it's a pretty quiet night, as most nights are. And all of a sudden, out of that quietness comes this angel and declares this incredible news: a Savior has been born. Now, how would they feel in this moment? How would they respond? And this is what this famous Christmas carol is all about. Angels we have heard on high, reflecting this moment in human history, this song reflecting the joy and the announcement and the response of the shepherds when they heard the angels declaring and they saw the baby Jesus wrapped in cloth lying in a manger. And we see at the end of the passage that was read to us in verse 20 that they returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as the angels had told them. Angels we have heard on high, it says in the first stanza, sweetly singing over the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. So earlier that night, these shepherds were in the fields near the town of Bethlehem, the town of David, where Jesus was about to be born. And we're told in Luke's gospel, an angel appeared to them and they were terrified. What is this? Now we get this picture that's all Hollywood-like. Angels are beautiful and, you know, nothing to be afraid of, but they were terrified. This is out of this world. And the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord," or the Messiah, the Lord. "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And then that one angel was joined by a heavenly host of other angels. And together, all these angels praised God and said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." And so the first stanza of this song is really the song of the shepherds. They have heard the good news from the angels. Angels we have heard on high. The shepherds heard this wonderful announcement from the angels, this good news that the Messiah has been born, this momentous news. This is the one that the Israelites have been waiting for all these years, the promised Messiah, the one who would crush the serpent's head, the one who will sit on David's throne forever and ever. Here he is on this day, born into this world. The Messiah has come finally after all this time. So when the angels hear this news and they finally pull themselves together, they hurry into the town of Bethlehem to see if what the angel said was true, or maybe they were just like dreaming, this hallucinating, this vision of the angels. What is going on here? Was that for real? Let me check. They go into the town, they check it out, and there they see the baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. They saw and they believed. They heard what the angels said. They said the angels told them that's what they'll find. And there it was. They saw it was true. The Messiah is here. Angels we have heard on high. The good news for the whole world. They saw and believed. And so we come to the chorus of this carol, and we have this memorable refrain, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. And I don't dare sing it in front of you, but I was listening to it on a YouTube clip, watching it. It is beautiful in this huge cathedral and this largest choir singing in perfect pitch. And they sang this Gloria in Excelsis Deo. We'll sing it in a moment. And it was so beautiful because it was just echoing through the whole cathedral. And I just got goosebumps, like listening to it. What is that? Gloria in Excelsis Deo. It's Latin for glory to God in the highest. The very words which the angels on that night were proclaiming to the shepherds, glory to God in the highest. And we imagine it echoing through the cathedral, but on that night, echoing through the fields, echoing through the mountains, and declaring to the world this momentous occasion. And I want you to notice how the shepherds respond when they saw the baby Jesus. In verse 17, have a look there. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. What did they do? You see, immediately after, what did they do? The shepherds began spreading the word. They didn't keep it to themselves, but they spread the word of what the angels had said to them. A Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. Go and see for yourself, the angel said. And so they went and saw. And they saw the truth. Messiah is here. It was true. And they said to the people around them, they were wondering, why are these shepherds so happy? Shepherds were these lowly people doing this dirty, grubby job. Why are they so happy? Well, they told them, the Messiah is here, the one we've been waiting for. The angels told us, you'll see this baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger. If you don't believe me, go and see, check it out for yourself. And as the shepherds spread the word, we're told in verse 18 that the people were amazed at what the shepherds said. They were amazed. They were in wonder of why the shepherds were so happy and what they were saying. And so that's what the second stanza reflects, the wonderment, the curiosity of the people. They were wondering why the shepherds were so happy. Is it true? Is Messiah here? Why are you so happy? And so it says, they're shepherds. Why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song. And the shepherds say to the people, come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come, adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Go and see for yourself. The angels have told us about this great news. Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Now, it's such a familiar song and it's such a familiar story, this Christmas story, isn't it? And, you know, we all love the little nativity scenes that we see in almost in every shopping center, don't we? You have somewhere in every shopping center this nativity scene. You know, it's normally smaller than the Santa thing, you know. But we love the nativity scene. It's beautiful. But one danger about it is that it becomes this kind of smallish, you know, kind of just innocent, happy story. But what is going on here? This is an incredible moment, one of the greatest moments in all of human history, where God comes. He enters into his own creation. He becomes one of us to save us. And he comes and he announces to these lowly, average Joe Blow shepherds, and he tells these shepherds the great news, this incredible news. Now think about that for a moment. Why would God announce it to shepherds rather than kings and governors? Why give the news to average Joe Blow? Why not the religious ones even? The ones who really knew about the Messiah? Well, I think it's because God really wanted the ones that would be humble and would be like everyone else, because the gospel is for all of us, and the shepherds have nothing to bring to God. Maybe if the religious people heard it, they would be like, hey, you know, we know better. And we see that happened in the Gospels. The Pharisees, when they should have seen the Savior before their eyes, they refused to believe. But the shepherds, they received the good news. They saw and they believed. And it's a reminder that the gospel is a gift. The gift of salvation is for all people, lowly and the important. For all people, for you, for me, for your friends, for your family. It's for all people. And this is what this carol is all about. And so I want to ask you two questions. First question is this: have you heard the good news of the angels? Angels we have heard on high. Have you heard the good news of the angels? You know, as Christmas draws near, what does the message of the newborn King mean to you? Have you really heard this message? You know, Christmas gets incredibly busy. I'm already so busy with so many activities. So there's so much hustle and bustle. We're scrambling around doing all this shopping, organizing food for this, food for that, this get together, that get together. Christmas can be so busy, you know, finishing up work in order for us to do the things that we need to do for our families and parties, etc. And it's so easy to forget what Christmas really is about. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth and goodwill to man. Why? Because for today a Savior has been born for all people. He is Christ the Lord. Christmas is all about the glory of God, the Almighty, the Eternal, the Holy God of the universe, saving sinful humanity. We who are lost in darkness, lost in our sin. You know, we're in a world where desperately we need a Savior. And here is this great news. And so let us remember what Christmas is really about this Christmas. Don't get so busy that your ears forget and you can't hear the message of the angels. Glory to God in the highest. Now, my second question is this. If you've heard the angels, if you're hearing this message clearly, the gospel belongs in you. You believe it. What do you do with this good news? What are you doing with it? How do you respond to this good news? Now, these Joe Blow shepherds, they received this announcement, and what did they do? We read that they spread the word around them, and they started telling the people around them. They wanted people to know what they saw. The Messiah was here. They were filled with joy, and the people were wondering what is going on, and they were amazed. And I want to encourage all of us to not keep this good news to ourselves. Let us go and spread this good news with our friends and family around us. You know, we live in this world. You know, it's been a crazy last couple of years, hasn't it? So much uncertainty and people so lost, wondering what is going on, you know, and people trying to distract themselves with different things, you know, whether it's their jobs, whether it's different ways of, you know, forgetting about all the problems, dealing with lockdown, facing all of our troubles. We all need to hear about Jesus. So don't keep the Christmas message to yourself. And I really want to encourage all of you to not get too busy. It's really easy to do. And to make a priority of thinking, how can I connect? How can I connect with God? And how can I connect with my friends? And I want to encourage you, connect with them. And why not take the opportunity to invite them along on Christmas Day so they can hear what Christmas is really about? That they might hear that on this day Christ was born. He is the Savior, their Savior. May they hear, and may they believe, and they may give glory to God. Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, thank you that you were faithful to your promises. You saw us, you saw how lost we were in our sin. And thank you, God, that in your love, you sent Jesus to be born into this world, to become one of us, and to grow up, to die on the cross for our sins. We thank you for this good news, this momentous news for all of humanity. We pray that this Christmas we will remember this, what you have done for us in Christ. May we not keep it to ourselves, but may we share it with those around us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to sing the song that I just spoke about.